finance and economics.
What does AI mean for your pay? A dispatch from the front line of an economic revolution.
Around a decade ago, Carl Benedict Frey and Michael Osborne, two economists, published a paper that went viral. It argued that 47% of American jobs were at risk of automation. A deluge of research followed, which suggested the poorest and least educated workers were most vulnerable to the coming revolution. Such fears have intensified as artificial intelligence, or AI, capabilities have leapt ahead. On November 2nd, speaking after Britain's AI summit, Elon Musk predicted there will come a point where no job is needed. Yet at the same time, economists have become more optimistic. Recent studies have found that fewer workers are exposed to automation than Messrs. Frey and Osborne supposed. In 2019, Michael Webb, then of Stanford University, showed that AI patents were more targeted at skilled jobs than those for software and robots. New AI seems better at coding and creativity than anything in the physical world, suggesting low-skilled jobs may be insulated. In March, Shaked Noy and Whitney Jung, both of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or MIT, published an experiment showing that ChatGPT boosted the productivity when writing of lower-ability workers more than that of higher-ability workers. Although AI is still in its infancy, some industries have been eager adopters. A close look at three of these, translation, customer service and sales, is broadly supportive of the optimistic shift among economists, though not without complications. In translation, perhaps the first industry to be heavily affected by language modelling, workers have become copy editors, tidying a first draft undertaken by AI, which eases the path of newbies into the industry. In customer service, AI has helped raise the performance of stragglers. But in sales, top performers use the tech to find leads and take notes, pulling away from their peers. Will AI boost the incomes of superstars more than those of stragglers, much as the internet revolution did? Or will it be a great equaliser, raising the incomes of the worst off but not those of high flyers? The answer may depend on the type of employment in question. Roland Hall has been translating board games and marketing material from French to English for 27 years. He recalls that even in the 1990s, software was used to render specific words from one language to another. Today, the tools are more advanced, meaning the types of job available have split in two. One type includes texts, where fluency is less important. An example might be a several-thousand-page manual for an aircraft, says Mr. Hall, where readers simply need to know what part to look for and do you turn it left or right. The other type includes literary translations, where the finest details matter. The first type has been most affected by AI. Many workers now edit translations that have gone through a machine similar to that underlying Google's translation service. They are paid at a steep discount per word, but more work is available. Lucia Ratikova, a Slovakian who specialises in construction and legal translations, reckons that such work now makes up more than half of listings on job sites, up from a tenth a few years ago. A larger pool of businesses, many eager to expand into global markets, are taking advantage of the drop in price. If machines are able to do what humans do more cheaply, employers will turn to computers. But as prices fall, overall demand for a service may rise, and possibly by enough to offset the increased use of machines. There is no law to determine which effect will dominate. So far, in America, the number of translators has grown, yet their real wages have fallen slightly, probably because the profession now requires rather less skill.